welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here in studio with the host of Money Life, Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, in a little bit, we'll introduce our audience to our guest today, who happens to be a good friend of yours and also the head of another ministry, one that probably every one of our listeners knows very well.
Absolutely, Dave. We have the special privilege of introducing our audience to our friend Jim Daly, who is the president and CEO of Focus on the Family. And Crown has had a long relationship with Focus on the Family. In fact, Dave, in some of our very early days, Dr. Dobson invited Larry Burkett onto his program, and it was because of that interview that this ministry really began to grow and to take off. So our late co-founder, Larry Burkett, was a close friend of Dr. Dobson. In fact, I clearly remember a time when Larry was very sick, and he received a personal phone call from Dr. Dobson, and they talked together and prayed together, and Larry died shortly thereafter, but he was so touched by hearing from his friend during that time. So we love Focus on the Family. We've partnered with them to reach families. In fact, Dave, a vast majority of the emails that I receive are from couples who are struggling with financial matters due to the complications of their marriage. So it's a soft spot in my own heart and one for Jim Daly. And I think our audience is going to be really blessed by our interview with Jim Daly today.
Well, you know, you said it well, that our ministry is really not necessarily for families, but the vast majority of the work that we do is helping to either repair or keep families from coming apart because finances drive such a wedge.
Dave, I've always said that finances are really not that complicated. They're a simple matter. They're a small matter. People take exception to that. I know the Bible says it that way. If you're faithful in a small matter, you can be faithful in much. And he was talking about money. Talking about the small matter of money. So money's not that complicated. But when you're married, it makes it complicated because two people who are supposed to behave as one and act in unity now have to make decisions. And that's what makes it difficult. And that's normally where the tension points are. So I like to say it's similar to a singles tennis player learning to become a good doubles player. And if you start there, you can start to win the financial match.
Well, at the end of the broadcast, we'll be back with some information about some resources we have here at Crown. For those of you who are planning on getting married or have been married for decades, we have some resources that are sure to help you. Well, in just a moment, we'll introduce you to our guest today, Jim Daly, President and CEO of Focus on the Family. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Want to use your home computer to help you manage your money God's way? Well, all you need is Crown Money Map Financial Software from Crown Financial Ministries. With Crown Money Map Financial Software, you can create a realistic spending plan and use a virtual envelope system to follow daily. And since it's based on the Crown Money Map, the software will help you build up your emergency fund, pay off debts, create balanced budgets, manage investments, and complete other steps that'll move you forward on your financial journey. Crown Money Map Financial Software is loaded with features to make living on a spending plan easy and secure, including the ability to import transactions from your bank, so you don't have to enter them individually. Crown Money Map Financial Software is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. For specific system requirements or for a free trial version, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976 for more information. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and it is my privilege to introduce you to a very special guest today, Jim Daly, President and CEO of Focus on the Family. Jim, you probably don't need any introduction here, but welcome to Money Life.
Chuck, it's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you today, and what an honor. I know that you are enjoying a new challenge and a new role in your position today, and we've both been serving families for many years. We both serve families that are in financial trouble, but Focus has a much broader role in serving the family. If you don't mind, take a minute or so to share, what's the mission of Focus on the Family today, Jim?
Well, Chuck, I appreciate that. The Focus on the Family is all about trying to help the family, and I think as we look at our mission statement, that's been one of the things we've wanted to drive back to is marriage and parenting at the core. And helping couples stay together, helping parents be better parents, because we do believe that if we can be a remedy at that point, that it really helps everything downstream of culture. So often we've talked about the family being the kind of core bedrock foundation to any culture, any society. I believe it. Dr. Dobson believed that. I think most people believe that. So anything that we can do to help strengthen the institution of the family, that's what we want to step in and do. And, you know, thankfully, the Lord's given us a wonderful platform to continue to do that.
Well, absolutely, Jim. And what from your perspective today, is the biggest threat to the family?
Well, you know, the research that we do, and this is what makes Crown Financial so critical to the health of the family, it's always finances. When you look at the reasons for divorce, the number one reason, I know you probably talk about it on your show all the time, is the financial problems that couples face. And so that certainly is one. I think the other one that we deal with quite a bit is just the hectic pace of life. You know, moms and dads are so busy taking their kids everywhere, trying to get everything ready for school and working, and they get home, there's nothing left for them. And we're so kid-focused, and understandably so, but a lot of couples now, as their last child is leaving the home, the empty nest syndrome, they're looking at each other saying, wow, we don't even know each other anymore. And some are choosing to divorce. And I think that's one of the catastrophic situations we're facing right now. Just the pace of life is going too fast.
Yes, there's no margin, no financial margin, no time margin, no margin for relationship.
Right.
And so often that is driven by financial stress. Have you seen money problems really create damage in families that you guys are serving?
Absolutely. And, I think you would agree with me, Chuck, that the money problems are real symptomatic of other things, our inability to curb our appetite for things, spending, you know, and just the kind of the shopping culture that we have. So it's really symptomatic of deeper spiritual issues, in my opinion, but they manifest themselves in that way. And we're seeing that all the time. Is it irreparable? I don't think so. I think a couple that is committed to being on a budget and doing what they need to do, maybe moving into something smaller or an apartment or whatever needs to be done. I think if they're committed and they know the long-range view of what they're trying to accomplish together, I think that helps. But we're beginning, as a culture, I think we're beginning to lack discipline. And that's what's frightening to many people.
Jim, you and I are personal friends, and I know your story, but many people, many of our listeners today may not know the journey that God has had you on to put you in the position and the role that you've been entrusted with today. But your compassion for families comes from your own personal journey, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, someone coined that phrase that your pain can become your passion. And I think for me that's true. Jim Dobson and I, we would chuckle about it, just God's sense of humor. You know, Dr. Dobson, as he came into and created Focus on the Family in 1977, he was working as a researcher and right there in Southern California. Meanwhile, I was that little kid in Long Beach, California, in a home that was just devastated. My mom and dad divorced when I was 5. My mom remarried when I was 8. She died when I was 9 and a half. My stepdad walked out the day of the funeral. And then I went into foster care for a year, found my dad once again. He died a year later. Then I lived with my brother through high school. And the reason we chuckled is when you look at it, it's like God said, I've got it all. I've got the man in Dr. Dobson who lived a life that came from a home that was pretty healthy. Dr. Dobson would say it wasn't perfect, but it was healthy. He hunted with his dad and learned most of his parenting techniques from his mom. And then on the other end of that spectrum, there's this little kid, Jim Daly. And I was just the guy, the kid that had to live it and watch it and observe it. And as I took on the role as president of Focus, you know, just looking at it, thinking, Lord, why did this happen? Why did you do this? And I could hear very clearly, because what you experienced, that's what so many families are experiencing in our culture now. Brokenness, little boys that don't know their dads, little girls that don't know their dads. And I think, boy, I can just relate, because I had many, many nights, Chuck, that I cried myself to sleep because of what I was experiencing. So I think that is what the Lord is up to in all of this, and I'm looking forward to the future and trying to help those people in any way I can.
Jim, what were your financial circumstances like with that type of upbringing?
We were, you know, definitely poor. We were growing up in Southern California. There were days we didn't have enough money for food, especially when my mom became a single-parent mom with 5 kids. She worked 2 or 3 jobs as a waitress. she had a great sense of humor, and that saved our family in so many ways. But there were days that literally we didn't have breakfast, we didn't have lunch, and we might have been able to scratch together something for dinner. So you think of places like Africa where we talk about only having one meal a day. Well, back in the late 60s when we were growing up, you know, there are families here in the U.S. that were experiencing things like that too. So it was poor. We moved from house to house. I think we ended up living in 23 homes by the time, really by junior high. I was in six different elementary schools in that period of time. Every year was a different school, sometimes two or three schools in the same year. So, you know, it just, for me, I could feel it. I know that pain, that embarrassment as a little boy about not having something when many of my friends did. And it caused me in some ways just to close down a little. People around me, my friends, didn't know what I was going through. And that carried its way right through high school.
And did you develop your own attitudes about how you would handle money in the future? Did you say, I don't want this to ever happen to me?
I did. It wasn't the not having that led me, I think, to be a better steward of those resources. But I think certainly knowing depths of poverty, you know, the fact that some days you didn't have food or you didn't have the clothes to wear. I mean, I wore holy jeans, and now they're popular. Back then they weren't. But it did help shape my attitude toward credit, toward savings, those kinds of things, to where Gene and I, you know, we try to manage those things well, and sometimes we, you know, have to help some people or do some things that disrupt the finances, but generally we've got a really good attitude toward that, and I thank the Lord for my wife who understands it as well.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced.
We have come to collect your husband's debt.
My husband is dead, and I have nothing.
Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones. Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. My special guest today is Jim Daly, President and CEO of Focus on the Family. Jim, we're in the middle of a great recession. Obviously, we all feel that. We talk about it often on our program here. How have you seen the Great Recession affecting families that you're serving at Focus on the Family?
You know, the one thing that we've concentrated on is the disproportional impact that this recession has on men. I know some pundits are calling it a man session, and I think particularly because it's hitting the construction arena and suppliers of construction material, that whole supply chain. And I think the latest data was something like 75 or 80% of the job layoffs were men. So it's very disproportionate. And I think men, when you look at what's happening in the culture, men still have a position in the family, I believe, that they feel like they're the breadwinner, they need to be the provider, even if the wife has a job. And so men that lose their jobs in that context, they are desperate. They don't know what to do, where their self-esteem is coming from. And that is the counseling mail that we've been handling quite a bit here at Focus on the Family. Men that are, they just don't know what to do. There's no job out there for them. And they're struggling, desperately struggling. And so we, you know, have counseling services available for men and women to call Focus on the Family, and we can help refer them to a counselor locally in their community. And those are just some of the practical things that we try to do to help. And I think, you know, when we look at the recession, the impact on family, you know, one thing that's true about America, Chuck, we are a tenacious nation. I mean, we do seem to weather these things, even though there's dramatic impact. You look back at the Great Depression, we got through it. I think at times we need to remain hopeful, even in times of despair, that we can make it through, do the right things now, and then trust that the Lord's hand will be upon us.
Well, and there's very positive signs that this recession is abating, and there is hope for the future in Christ, and especially for those who are losing their jobs. As I've said on our program, it's a wonderful time for the spouse, the wife, to show respect and support for her husband right now, because it's a very, very difficult time for him to many times feel like he's lost his entire identity.
You know, Chuck, one of the things, those are good points, and I think one of the things that concerns me, just generally in relationships, marital relationships specifically, but we tend to know what buttons to push with each other. We know how to close each other down emotionally with our heart. And I think the financial environment adds tremendous weight to that. And, you know, a wife can very innocently, in her mind, make a comment that crushes the husband, and vice versa. Men are pretty good at that as well. So for those that are going through difficulty, try to keep communication open, maintain an openness in your heart toward one another so that you can get through this period of time in a much more healthy way than by pushing each other's buttons, getting on each other's nerves, and creating tremendous tension in the relationship.
Absolutely. It's a time that God can draw you closer together. I want to switch gears on you a little bit, Jim, because I know your ministry has such a broad outreach and such a perspective that many people don't have from your seat. But we believe that Washington is spending money they don't have, and our listeners are concerned about the growing out-of-control deficits. What impact do you think this is going to have on families down the road?
Well, I'm not an economist. I do come out of a business background, but I think it is a worry for many, and it should be, because I think we're spending so far beyond our means right now. And I don't know what number you want to pick, but when you add Medicare and Social Security into the IOUs of the government, it could be anywhere from $50 trillion to $75 trillion that this country's in debt now. That is a mountain of debt that is so difficult for any generation or generations to pay back, and we have got to pull in the spending. But it's tough. I mean, I don't know about in your town, Chuck, but whenever in our little city here in Colorado Springs, when, you know, they don't have cash, what they do is they shut down the library and other things where people are really pinched and people complain, and then they get their taxes raised, but they don't deal with spending. And, you know, I'm afraid the government just does not have an attitude that they can reduce costs. They only want to increase revenue. And there's only so much cash, so if a government's soaking up the revenue, that means there's less for us to create businesses, create jobs, and buy those things that we need. So I think it's a big worry. You're in a much better position and expert on this than I am, but go ahead, take your best shot.
Well, I have my own opinions about it, and our listeners get to hear those opinions far too often. I want to ask you one more question, Jim. Both of our ministries are serving probably more people than we've ever served, because the recession has hurt a lot of people, and we're seeing increased demands on the needs to help more and more people, yet charitable giving is on the decline. How important is it, from your perspective, for Christians to continue giving to support God's work during this recession?
Well, obviously, we're working in it, Chuck, and I think from where we stand, we want to be able to help, and the only way that we can do that is if we have the fuel to get the job done. And supporters out there, they're going through crisis as well. That's one of the things in our donor community at Focus on the Family, as I've met with people. You know, some people will say our business was down 50%, 70%, but we're still committed to helping you at Focus. That's an incredible sacrificial attitude. And I would just encourage your listeners, if you're being fed by the program, and Chuck and the team there are providing content that really helps you, you know, just provide something back, especially if they could do it once a month, if they can squeeze that into their budget. It helps you reach so many more people with the financial advice that will help them get out of the hole and help them in their marriages in other ways. So,
well, I would say just the same for our listeners that are being fed by Focus on the Family, to be very generous and to support your work and to help you grow, because the needs are great. And as you say, we want to be there to help them. Jim, it's been a pleasure having you today. Thanks for joining us on Money Life.
Chuck, thank you so much, and thank you to all your listeners. God bless you.
God bless you. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to begin your journey to financial freedom? Let Crown co-founder Howard Dayton be your personal tour guide using the brand new Your Money Map video guide. It's based on the popular Crown Money Map, which is the practical, biblically-based resource putting over 300,000 people on their journey. This new video guide was created to give you step-by-step guidance and encouragement. This six-part video guide is perfect for individual or group study, and no facilitator training is required. Simply watch it while following along with Howard's book, Your Money Map, and you're ready to start. Take the next step towards true financial freedom by going online to crown.org or calling 1-800-722-1976 for the Your Money Map video guide. Again, that's 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, as we wrap up today's program, I was really touched by Jim's personal story because it is what the scriptures say, that the Lord will take our ashes and he'll make something beautiful out of them. And Jim's life and the platform that he has now really is strengthened because of that horrific childhood that he had to endure.
What an incredible story of a young man who experienced every kind of pain and separation and loneliness and isolation. And he could live a life with many, many excuses for bad behavior, but it was the opposite in Jim's case. He was being built for God's purposes today, and so he can minister in the role and the position and the authority he's been given today out of a heart that's been broken, a heart that truly understands the needs of other people, and it's very compassionate. As I listened to his story, it reminded me of my mom's favorite verse and her life verse. It's Romans 8:28, and people probably immediately recognize that verse when I just say the address. Mm-hmm. But the verse says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Mm. And it was just obvious listening to Jim's testimony that he loved the Lord, that he is called according to God's purposes, and so he meets the qualifications of that verse, that God worked all of that together for good. And so often we claim that as a promise, as if God's going to do that for everyone. Mm. But he says he does it for those who love him, and he has called for his purposes. So when you live a life to serve the Lord, and you live a life to bring him glory, that's how he works it out. And what a beautiful example of how God worked out his life purposes in a young man who simply loved him.
Well, that is so true, Chuck. And, you know, for those that are listening today that need some help, their marriage or their family is under some stress financially, what resources do we have to help them?
Dave, we have a tool called the Couples Personality Compatibility Assessment. Mm. And this resource helps couples objectively determine their personality differences and how to communicate about those differences in order to solve the money challenges they may be having. It's been developed over a 10-year period, and it requires that both husband and wife in the relationship take a portion of the assessment, and then it uniquely blends those two profiles together and allows you to see a comprehensive profile that shows you your similarities and your differences and how to solve those. I highly recommend it. You can find that assessment online at moneyandmarriage.org.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And again, it's called the Couples Personality ID Compatibility Assessment, and the web address is moneyandmarriage.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.